Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Jasmine. How may I help you?
There's a charge on my card from somebody named Powerful Muscle Lifestyle. Is that you?
We're a third-party company that handles different companies. I can start by getting your zip code to see if you have an account with us.
Okay, well, I didn't buy this $54.97. I don't know who you are or what company you represent. My zip code is 95005.
Yes, ma'am. And your name?
Mary Keller.
Yes, ma'am. I do see an account for you. Can you verify your address for security purposes?
P.O. Box 703, Ben Lomond, California, 95005.
Do you know the 8744?
Yeah, that's the address, too. 8744 Hinn Road.
Okay. So you ordered the Wi-Fi booster?
The Wi-Fi booster. Okay, the Wi-Fi booster was supposed to be free.
Yes, ma'am. So I see you chose the Wi-Fi booster as a welcoming gift, which was $7.45 for shipping. That is a free welcoming gift to join the Factory Direct Savings Store. Being a member, you receive a $125 gift card each month to spend on their online store.
Well, I don't want this, okay? So where do I send it back? I don't want your
you
stupid
can keep
Wi-Fi.
It, you can keep it because it was a free gift. But
then
I can cancel the account for you.
Why is this? Are you going to take off the $54.97?
No, ma'am. That's a valid charge.
This what?
That's a valid charge.
It's a charge for what?
It's a valid charge.
For what?
For the Factory Direct Savings Store.
The what?
The Factory Direct Savings Store.
Well, I don't know what that is, and I didn't want that, and I didn't authorize that. So let me tell you, I've already charged this back, so you better take it off. Or on top of that, I will go to small claims court just for the fun of doing it. This is a ripoff. You will not get $54 from me, period. Now take it off or give me your address.
I'm sorry, ma'am. I could not hear anything you said because you were screaming into the phone. Can
all
you
right,
please repeat what you said?
I need your address if you're not going to take the $54 off because I don't want your service. I don't need your service. I didn't ask for your service. This thing you sent me is useless. Okay? So I need to know your address so I can carry on further with this scam.
Okay, well, I'm getting your account canceled. Can you hold a moment, please?
Give me the address where I can contact these people. I'm going to take them to small claims court. Now, if you can't do that, then I will have to give me the name of this company. Is this the name of this company? Powerful Muscle, whatever?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and you don't have an address for them or what city they're located in?
We're a third-party company.
You're what?
We're a third-party company.
Okay, you're not Powerful Muscle Lifestyle then?
No, ma'am, we're a third-party company, but
where am I going to find Powerful Muscle Lifestyle?
You can Google it.
All right, if it's not there, I'm going to call Citibank back and tell them what a scam this is and that they should avoid.
So have you started a dispute process?
I most certainly did.
Okay, so I have reviewed your account. And it shows that the account is in chargeback status.
Wait a minute. Could you say that again?
I have reviewed your account, and it shows that the account is in chargeback status. This
what does
normally,
that mean? Oh.
This normally occurs after a dispute has been filed financial institution's decision regarding the validity of the dispute has been finalized. Unfortunately, due to the chargeback on your account, we are unable to make any changes, including issuing any refunds.
Okay, I'll just check these people. What's the name of your company?
Once the financial institution has placed the account in chargeback status, you will have to speak with your financial institution.
That's fine. Just tell me the name of your company.
We're a third-party company, ma'am.
What is the name of the company?
We're Power Muscle.
You are Power Muscle. You just told me before that you weren't. Now, which is it?
Yes, ma'am, we are.
You are Power Muscle Lifestyle, and you can't give me an address.
No, ma'am. I don't have access to that.
Okay. Well, we'll see you in court, okay? And you can tell those scammers that that's what's going to happen, because I love going to small claim court.